universally right now, the Steelers are being praised for their draft. And we bring in a local guy, our friend, Steelers insider Mark Cabali from The Athletic to discuss. Mark, how you doing today, pal?
Good, fellas. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, I am over the moon right now with what the Steelers did in the 2024 NFL draft. All right, full 30,000-foot view from you, Mark, before we get into the specifics. Your thoughts on the draft?
Oh, spectacular. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better, right? You'd be able to balance need, value, wants, guys that can help right away, not overpaying, not having to give up draft picks to be able to get them. You got play now, guys. I mean, I can't see it breaking any better than it did right now. I mean, obviously, we'll have to see how these guys perform. But right now, I mean, I can't. It's, if you're being down on this draft in any way, you're just a hater. Is that what they say nowadays?
That is what they say. Mark, I'll let Crowley, obviously, you know, dance in his glory and ask you the question and the details about Zach Frazier. So I'm going to go Roman Wilson, receiver out of Michigan, 4'3 guy, smaller, tough receiver. A lot of highlights and clips out there of him just pancaking guys, pancaking corners, likes the block. Your initial thoughts whenever he was picked by the Pittsburgh Steelers, that was another position of need. But can he be a number two as well?
I don't know. I mean, you ask Mike Tomlin, and he poo-poos at the numbers of 1, 2, and 3. They all have to do everything. But I understand what you're saying of being that guy. But I think, I mean, very darn close. If he's not a two, he's going to be in that position to be able to succeed like that. This is a guy that can, you know, does a lot of his damage between the numbers and a lot of his damage between the numbers down the field and blocking. And by all accounts, he's a great human as well. I mean, this is a guy that I think many people thought he was going to go into the second round. To be able to get him into the third round is great. A lot of his stuff does translate into, you know, being successful early. I mean, you don't have to be know the playbook to be able to block somebody in a running game very well, right? You don't have to know a lot to be able to catch the ball for across the middle and tough your way to some yards here. I mean, I think they still need definite help at that position, and I don't know where that help comes from, because I don't think you can really rely on, you know, the Van Jeffersons, Quez Watkins of the world. But by all accounts, Roman Wilson, another guy that's just a Steeler type of guy that you were looking for in that slot, who can block and help the run game. It all goes back to that, right? Everybody that they took somehow, at least offensively, will somehow have a part in helping them run the ball.
I do want to talk about the draft a little bit more, Mark, but do you think, you just mentioned wide receiver, do you think they're still poking around trying to find that number two, trying to find a dance partner on a trade here?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, they got a little bit more leeway right now where they don't have to make the splash move or pay too much for it, but there has to be somebody out there. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be right now. I mean, it could be a guy that a team can dump September 1st. It could be somebody who's still out there right now, but I think they're going to definitely look to upgrade that roster. I mean, like I said, there's a handful of guys right there that you don't really feel too comfortable with. It doesn't mean that they can't do it, but I mean, I don't want to go in there hoping a rookie picks up the offensive game book quickly and able to help out and have guys like, you know, Calvin Austin, who could be decent. I mean, but he's a very similar position to what Roman Wilson does. But yeah, I think they are definitely snooping around. And if something presents themselves, I don't think they would hesitate to go out and get somebody.
How long will it take for Peyton Wilson to be the starter next to Patrick Queen?
I don't think so this year. I mean, I think I really like what Landon Roberts did last year. He's obviously a veteran. He very quickly became a leader in that locker room, and he played pretty well. Tough guy mentality. I think he's a perfect, really, complement to what Patrick Queen does. Now, I can see Peyton Wilson. I keep wanting to call him Peyton Hillis.
I know, man.
I'm thinking, I pause and think, okay, Wilson. They're all
and then
Wilson.
There's too many Wilsons now. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, Wilson. So I'm curious to see him eye to eye here next weekend, to see how it translates from tape into, you know, what you really see. You can really see in settings like rookie minicamp of how fast this guy might be and how tough he is. What a tough guy. What a fast guy. A guy sideline to sideline. Let's hope he's like me, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I don't have an ACL. I know,
that's
Crowley,
what I've been
you
saying.
Don't have an, no, I don't think you have much gray matter between the eyes, but I'm sure you have a couple between the ears, but I'm pretty sure you got some ACLs. I mean, is that even possible not to have ACLs? There has to be some kind of loophole here.
Well, Hines Ward didn't have one, right? Term. And then DeJuan Blair had the same kind of deal.
But there has to be an ACL there. I mean, it just not might be functional, right?
I don't know. People are born without arms. People are born all kinds of different ways, Mark. Why are you not accepting of people who are ACL-less?
I just don't accept the terms of does not have an ACL. Let's take an MRI. Wait, something's missing.
Yeah, Dr. Mark Cabali weighing in. We really appreciate your thoughts in the medical field, Mark. Okay, so you've got Fautanu, who you take 20th overall. You've got Frazier, who you take 51st overall. Are both guys going to be day one starters?
Ooh, I mean, Frazier, absolutely, right? I mean, Fautanu, you would imagine so. I mean, I don't think – I mean, I think they'll go through the old dog and pony show here and put Dan Moore out there. But there's a difference, I think, between what happened last year and what happened today. First of all, Dan Moore's in the final year of his deal. So, I mean, he's going to be gone one way or another. So you better get this guy acclimated. Plus, this is – Fautanu's the guy that should have went in the, you know, maybe top 10, top 12 pick. And he has a whole bunch of experience attached to him. So I would be quite stunned if either one of those guys don't start immediately. I mean, it's just been like almost a changing of the guard with rookie guys starting. I mean, what was that, 2-3 years ago? You had three from the starting class, from the rookie class, starting with Freiermuth, Kendrick Green, and somebody else I can't quite remember. But
Najee Harris.
Yeah, Najee Harris. And then you had I think it was between 2000, what was that? Between 2001 and 2014, no rookie actually started for the Steelers, at least on defense. But I could see these guys starting right away. I could see Roman Wilson starting right away. I could see Peyton Wilson at least having a special teams role right away. And maybe they hold off on McCormick and wait to see what happens at guard here in a year from now and have him ready to be plug and play in a year now. But you're looking, I think, at least three day one starters with a fourth guy, a potential to at least contribute this year.
I'm thinking of signing somebody at corner that is still out there, or maybe even Cam Sutton. What should they do at that position? Or are you comfortable, and are they comfortable potentially, of going into the season with what they have in Dante Jackson and Joey Porter Jr.?
I think they're comfortable with Dante Jackson and Joey Porter Jr., but, I mean, injuries happen. I mean, you can't go in with two guys and a bunch of I don't knows at that point. So that's why I think they will definitely upgrade there. Who knows who it could be? I mean, Cam Sutton, I mean, I guess he could be the guy. I mean, let me tell you something. Cam Sutton, his years here, I mean, nothing but a good guy, good locker room guy. Who knows what he got caught up with outside the facility. And, you know, sometimes you're not privy to all that stuff of what's behind the scenes and all. But, you know, let me tell you something. If they sign Cam Sutton, it's one person's choice, and that's Art Rooney. I mean, bottom line, let's not paint it any other way. If Art Rooney says yes, they would sign him. If Art Rooney says no, they don't sign him. And how Art has basically flipped the switch a little bit of the win now, win of all costs. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised, right? I mean, let's vet everything, make sure everything fits into place. This is a guy that wanted to come back last year and decided to go to Detroit because of family reasons. And he got paid $10 million a season for it. Like I said, my interactions with him have been great. Maybe he just got caught up into something. But if you vet everything, Art probably would then sign off on it. Why not? You could probably get him on the cheap to play a number of positions, including the slot position where you need it.
Mark, we appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks a lot for jumping on.
All right, go check out those ACLs there, Crowley. I'm guessing you have one.
Goodbye. Mark Eboli from The Athletic.